When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Live from 50th and Capitol Avenue in the Big O, this is Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and 1620 The Zone TV. Now here's Gary, Nick, and Jimmy.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
All right, good morning, everybody. Welcome to a hump day. If this is your favorite day of the week, get your hump game on bright and early on a Wednesday morning.
Sun's coming up when we get here.
Is it? Yeah. So, hold on here.
Yeah. It's looking a little lighter when we start.
We're in central Omaha. Would you consider this central? I'm not going to say Midtown.
Not central. No, Midtown's just down the street.
Yeah, so we're in central Omaha. Some might consider, if you are a longtime Omahan, like a San Diegoan?
There was a time I considered this downtown when I grew up out in Miller.
Yeah, I mean, you guys that barely go south of Dodge, I mean, I know it's tough for you.
We went to Ralston one time when I was in 7th grade or 8th grade. I'm like, oh, are we going to the hood?
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, bushwhackers can get a little crazy.
That is true.
Hood.
There's been many bar fights. That's more roadhouse type stuff.
We're in central Omaha at 50th and Dodge. I mean,
if you have breakfast, stop by.
We're also well known. There's a lot of accidents right here on the intersection. Yep. But Channel 6, which is on here in the studio, they have a camera at 144th and Dodge. Why does it look so much brighter there? Like it's really dark here.
Yeah,
it's not going to rain, right?
No, it's going to be really gorgeous. Really
70
nice.
Light wind.
Why at 144th and Dodge is it super super light? But here it's dark.
They probably pay more for the sun out there or something like that.
It's all graphics.
Maybe that's further down Dodge.
It's all graphics, man.
You know what? You could probably lean into that conspiracy theory and let that ride for a while, that they pay to have the sun up earlier out in West Omaha.
Yeah.
It's all graphics.
I could say that.
Yeah. West Omaha, there's a special tax out there where they're able to. It's more of what they have on the ground.
It's already sunny in Elkhorn.
They pull all of the energy of the little sun that's already making its way up right now. It's nice.
Ethanol.
It's really nice.
Now I'm thrown up because, or can I ask a quick question here? Because I'm a friggin' idiot.
Yes, we're looking west.
Yeah, but is it because the window here in the studio?
Yes. Could be.
That's,
yeah,
that's exactly why it is.
Yeah,
but I liked mine better.
I think you got it.
So it is tinted.
Yes.
So it makes it look really dark outside.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't like it. You know, I've never had I've never paid to have tinted windows. Like the last couple of cars I've had, they come with. Not like true tint.
Yeah, but just a little bit, like the factory tint.
Yeah, I helped a buddy once tint his car, and it was just a mess, like trying to put the tint on.
Oh, and if you don't do it right,
and
that thing, it already starts to crack and peel a little bit.
Do the cops still pull people over for too much tint on the window?
Know. That's what I wonder.
Do they still cruise Dodge in Omaha?
I had three older brothers, two of them.
Even though the signs are still up?
That was their thing. They would go cruising Dodge, and they would go to Sprite Night. Over at Penny Park. Things that I feel like
Rocket is my favorite.
Oh, yeah, Rocket in the morning. Hot Scott. Don't forget Hot Scott. Two things that I feel were myths until, speaking of my brother got pulled over once for this, but it is the, what would you say? Okay, it would be the tinted windows.
Saying after here's this segment.
Well, it'd be the tinted windows and then the fog lights. If you had the fog lights on, you would not get pulled over. Then you get, those are things that you're always told, okay, if you're around a cop, gosh, are my windows tinted too dark? I've never heard of anybody being pulled over for their windows being tinted.
Maybe in 1991.
But the fog light thing, I also thought was a myth until my brother actually got pulled over for that in Sarpy County.
Really?
Yeah. And it was late at night. And so I think they were looking for a way to maybe see if there were other things going on in the car.
Any teachers?
And so, no, not that. I think it was right around closing time. So maybe seeing if he was coming back from an establishment.
That would be technically Washington County?
Yep.
Okay.
Well.
I don't know. You live there.
No, we're not in Washington. We're still Douglas.
Douglas?
Okay. It's Douglas.
I don't know. Bennington expands, and I don't know. They got their own county.
We're buying out counties, actually. Omaha's trying to absorb Bennington. Bennington's trying to absorb other counties. That's what's happening.
Can't
even get a second school, though.
That's a really bad look for Bennington that, you know, I mean.
Wasn't one of their teachers, though?
It wasn't even Bennington teacher on Bennington student. It had to be an OPS on OPS.
Yeah, she just.
But that's the takeaway here.
But they came to Bennington. Look what you guys moved into.
She thought Bennington was a safe haven.
I thought they just like pineapples because of the fruit.
Yeah, your wife goes, hey, that must be like the welcoming committee. We just got four pineapples.
She has a nice anklet on. I should ask her where that's from.
They said there'll be daycare for Reese. All right. Welcome in, everybody. Morning's just sharp.
I don't know. What are you charging?
I told you guys when I was living in Florida,
I'm listening.
My first house in Florida across the street, I'm pretty sure that was a swinger house.
Yeah.
They were the nicest people. They were really, really nice.
Of course they were. Trying to draw you in.
Me and my wife.
Literally.
But yeah, we never got invited. So I looked at myself in the mirror and I'm like,
you don't.
How do you?
Did you have a mustache at the time?
I did not. And the ex was a local celebrity, so it would have been very awkward.
Oh, yeah.
But, well, good on you out there in Bennington or wherever you may be.
They're quite the pull for the neighbors. If
things happen, you never know. You just go with it. It's great.
Yeah. So, how about that midweek baseball?
There's a lot of stuff that happened yesterday.
That's all I can think about.
Lots of stuff happened
yesterday.
I'm very confused right now. I'm very confused.
That's okay. You know what?
Very, very confused.
That's why I'm here to break through the confusion.
Thank you.
So, if you watch Bull Durham, you know, there's lesson number one. Don't think you can only hurt the ball club.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes there's like the physical aspect of baseball that is amazing, where Ohtani can hit a ball 118 miles off the bat, 450 feet, and you go, wow. Then there are things that happen in Lincoln or things that don't make sense, whether it be Creighton the weekend in Philadelphia or last night downtown, that I'm thinking there's a lot of mental stuff going on in the game of baseball.
Yep.
But impressive performance last night for Creighton to win that game going away after they were behind 3-0 to beat number 13 Coastal Carolina like they did.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good team. We've said it for a while about Creighton, and that's the RPI didn't. Here's another crazy thing: the RPI for Nebraska and Creighton did not change much overnight.
No,
but still on the ledger to get to 29-9 and beat a team that's 13th in the country. That is a really, really good win for Creighton. And you guys might have talked about it on the broadcast. You look at Creighton and Nebraska and you're trying to figure out, well, who exactly are they?
Yeah.
One is good in the midweek, but on the weekend. The other is in the midweek, but encouraging on the weekend. Baseball. How about that baseball?
So Nebraska's 23rd in the RPI, 1-5 against quad one teams. Now, obviously, the Kansas opportunity last night was not a quad one. It was a quad three, so not a good look. Creighton is 4-2 in quad ones. Uh-huh. And
2 wins over a ranked team?
Yep. And John and I were talking about this last night, both on and off the air, and that was you want to be more excited. First of all, before the game, be more excited about the opportunity that Creighton has yesterday and then today, wrapping up that series against Coastal. But you've now dropped enough series in Big East play and are on the outside looking in of the Big East tournament that regardless of what they do this week in the midweek, you know that it has to matter in the weekend. And so last night, I don't want to take anything away from what they did, because being down early before the game and just watching Coastal take BP, they look the part. They're big dudes. We talked about this a lot with college baseball teams. When you just look at them, you're like,
damn. They won a College World Series.
Yes, they did. And
same year that the Cubs won the World Series, but continue on.
I remember that year. And the same part of that makeup of their team, the things that they do, they swing it extremely well in the Sun Belt. You got to be able to do that. Their pitching's okay. It's not really that. Actually, it's probably a little below okay. It's average at best. But you've got guys. When you look at them, you can tell these are big time players, and the people who stepped up last night was could potentially be a big development for Creighton. We'll get to that later. But they win that game, and it, you have that moment of, wow, that's a hell of a win for Creighton. And then you immediately think, why can't that translate to the weekend?
Yeah, that's why they're on the bubble.
It is. It, absolutely. And you're
even
building 20, up this resume.
29-9 and
well, and how could it, let me ask you this, Gary. How could a committee, I know you don't put so much emphasis on conference placement and where you are. Big East, from a conference standpoint, it's not bad.
Oh, it's a lot better. It's,
absolutely.
It's probably, what, fifth, sixth, or seventh?
I think it's sixth.
And I think the majority of the time that Creighton's been in the Big East for baseball, it's been double figures.
Yes. Oh.
So it's better.
But let me ask you this. If you are in Creighton's shoes, and say you even get up to, I don't know, right now they're 47. Say you get inside the top 40, but you don't make the Big East tournament. I mean, they could conceivably win.
Yeah, I think you're out.
I do too. I don't think you could take a team that didn't even make their own conference tournament, unless we're talking about the SEC and you have this monstrous non-conference schedule. Creighton's non-conference has been fine, but and now 9-0 in midweek games, but at some point, you've got to be able to break through. And it's not even they have to be leading the Big East. They don't have to be in the top two, but you've got to be in that top four. You've got to be in the mix. So as great as last night was, you're still waiting for something to click on the weekend, whether Creighton has to have a sweep this weekend against Georgetown or UConn.
Yep.
You know, that's kind of the situation you're in right now.
That series is on the road, right?
UConn is on the road, but you've got Georgetown at home this weekend, which, you know, right now that's who you're looking up at.
I know Ed was really happy last night, and he should be. I mean, they're great in the midweek, and a lot of it can be mental in the midweek. Hello, Will. But I believe they're a good team. The way they are put together, and you know, they've had a couple of significant injuries, whether they were during the season those guys have come back, or they're missing their number one pitcher.
Yeah.
Great win last night. Didn't bump the RPI much.
Nope.
Man, that weekend, like both of what Creighton did last night, in my opinion, what Nebraska losing to KU 9-4, that's a bad loss. Don't give me this, well, it's a marathon of a baseball season. Well, you know what? Now it's becoming a sprint, and that's a bad loss for Nebraska. It just puts the onus on Creighton taking on Georgetown at home this weekend. Win the series, but man, do you have to sweep the series?
And then
I said for Nebraska, minimum. And as you alluded to, Nebraska's RPI didn't take much of a hit. They're 23.
Mm-hmm.
I said, minimum this week, you got to go 3-1. So what does that mean now? Now you got to sweep an Iowa team that is starting to play better, not nearly what we thought in the preseason. It's just, it's weird in the midweek. Midweek games are kind of funky. You get some weird stuff. I think, though, last night was a very good representation of where Creighton is and where Nebraska is in the course of a whole week, Monday through Sunday. But good win for Creighton last night. That was to be down 3-0 and immediately come back. I'm so glad they put that midweek series together.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Not a great turnout last night.
Oh, we'll get to that. Don't worry.
Yeah, okay. And what you're seeing from these midweeks, and now this goes more to Nebraska part of it. We saw this last year, too, and this is where I do think the mental component kicks in, especially as you get done with April and you're starting to count down the days of May of, okay, this is postseason month. This is when we get to conference tournament play, is what you do in midweek. And I've heard coaches in the past dismiss either midweek failures or midweek success because they put the heavy emphasis on the conference. And that makes sense. It absolutely does make sense. But if you are a team, a program, and I think both Creighton and Nebraska are programs that feel they're in a position where they don't have to, and this isn't just this year, but they've set themselves up as a program that doesn't have to rely on the automatic bid winning a conference, that they can put themselves in a position to get an at-large. Well, what those midweek games do is they start to force your hand and put that much more pressure on what you're going to accomplish in the weekend. Because if you were to tell me, hey, Nebraska, if they could just win a series against Iowa, that might not move it enough for them. I would have thought you're crazy given how good I thought Iowa was supposed to be, and I still think Iowa is a quality team. You think about walking away and being able to win a series against Iowa, whether it be at home or on the road, you'd feel pretty damn good about it. Well, now you're putting yourself in a position where you've got to find a unsuspecting sweep. And that's where Creighton is, too, where you could go out, even if you split with Coastal, even let's say they lose and they lose their first midweek game tonight. Or hell, even better yet, they win tonight. They sweep Coastal Carolina, which you would think, damn, that is impressive. And you take two of three from Georgetown. That still feels, you're still putting yourself in a position where you're not capitalizing enough on that momentum because of what you've done on the weekend as opposed to Nebraska. What you've done in midweek now puts so much more heavy emphasis on what you do in the weekend besides just conference standings.
Yeah, I think Will has thrown his hands up on the midweek and talking about it.
I mean, too.
I think that's a completely mental thing because last night on the mound and at the plate and on the base pass, they were not very good. And, you know, baseball is can give you some truth serum. And last night, Nebraska deserved to lose. They got beat 9-4. And now they put themselves in the situation where, like Creighton puts themselves in a situation where, yeah, we know we got to do things on the weekend of the Big East. You can't go two straight years not being in the tournament when four of the eight in your conference make it. But we're only a half game back. But you put yourself in a position to be on the bubble. Nebraska is putting themselves in a position for people to doubt them and go, hey, your RPI might be great, but man, this inconsistency is killing me. And but you do it to yourselves. You know, you do it to yourself. You put yourself in a position to be on the bubble on a strong side when you beat a team like Coastal Carolina. And then you do it to yourselves where you're forced then to say, hey, Brett Sears, man, you got to be Superman.
Right, right, exactly.
And here's the other, like, the twist. The weather around here is going to be bad on Friday. So this might turn into a doubleheader on Saturday.
That's a good point.
And you know, Abner Doubleday once told me, Nick, he called me up on the rotary, and he said, do you realize how difficult it is to sweep teams in a doubleheader?
How is old Abner? Yeah.
You know what? We don't talk as much.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, his voice is a little bit softer.
Yeah.
All right, let me give you the lineup for the show on a Wednesday. It is brought to you by the Rooferies at John Higgins Weather Guard. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Frankie Fiddler will stop by. He made his announcement yesterday. And we'll read some of the texts on air.
Oh.
He goes, hey, Gary. He goes, I'm committing today.
You doing the Frankie voice?
He goes, it's not during your show. Is that okay?
Is that, so, no.
So I said no. And he goes, well, I'm kind of being...
Told to.
Being encouraged.
Yeah.
And so I said, good. I said, congratulations on Michigan State.
I love that you told him no. That needs to wait some.
It has been a very interesting process for Frankie. So he'll join us at 9. He's actually in Phoenix. He's been in Phoenix for about 10 days going through some workouts for pre-NBA draft, which he's still in the NBA draft, but now has committed to Michigan State. And I'm happy for him. He's earned it. I think all you need to know, and it kind of goes back to what we were talking about yesterday, of we're so Nebraska nice around here, except when we're driving on Dodge Expressway in Omaha.
Yeah, very true.
If you transfer from here, we like, it's okay. I think a sign of the kind of person that Frankie is, his impact on Omaha basketball, and the way this process was handled, because Omaha was very much involved in this as an option and as a sounding board. Just look at his teammates and the coaches that quote tweeted his announcement yesterday. Nothing but, hey, man, you've earned it. Go get it. Love you, man. Proud of you. Those kind of things. You don't necessarily get that from a mid-major when somebody who is 400 points away from the all-time scoring record, one of the best players in the league, decides to leave for his last year of college. I mean, I didn't see any South Dakota State guys, and maybe I missed it, that were like, oh, man, Zeke, go get it, man. So it's kind of rare.
Nobody
so I think
here
that,
like
I think that shows you the
ago.
Character of the people in the Omaha men's basketball program and also Frankie. So I'm excited to talk to him at 9. Let's see. We got Doetzler off the board. We got Fiddler off the board. William Kyle III is out there. Am I missing anybody else that is in the portal from
Chucky.
Bellevue West? Who?
Chucky.
Oh, he's off the board as well.
Okay. All right.
Also, Brandon Vogel from counterread.com will join us. As the spring game is inching closer, I've heard nothing about a draft, how we're going to play, all that kind of stuff. I'm just people go there, have fun, get a little sun, see people you haven't seen in a while, bring the kids, ride the Ferris wheel, do all that stuff. Go to the petting zoo, all those kind of fun things.
You could pet Rule. You could pet Ed.
But Nebraska wants to kick off, and they want to get it over as soon as possible.
Yep. No injuries.
Boom.
Well, they're big baseball fans.
Hey, just like Jimmy down in Lawrence, get in, get out, get the job done.
Promise. Nope.
And do not pull a muscle.
Nope.
Yes.
Just promise a victory formation. We're good.
That is the lineup brought to you by the Roofrees at John Higgins Weather Guard. Busy night last night. The road teams actually showed up last night on ice and on hard courts. Jimmy will have an update coming up after 7. The NFL draft, of course, is tomorrow.
And our round table.
Why do you do it in that voice?
I don't know. It just happened.
You got the weird. Doesn't he have a weird radio voice?
Should I play the match game music?
What are you, the play-by-play guy for the Clippers?
No, hey, I'm not.
Kawhi Leonard is back, but I don't know that he can. I've got this. I got that kid down. I don't know if Kawhi Leonard can keep up with Doncic. Doncic puts it on the floor, gets to the left of the lane, fadeaway jump shot is good. And now the Clippers are going to have to respond. Ty Lue, he may have to take a timeout. And here they come up the floor. Westbrook up ahead to Harden. They go inside to Kawhi Leonard. He kicks it out, and Kyrie steals the ball away. And Kyrie back the other way, and he lobs it, and it's good. And, the Clippers are going to have to take a timeout, and Steve Ballmer has just left to go to the brand-new arena in Inglewood, and things are falling apart in Los Angeles.
With plenty of bathrooms.
I think I got that kid down.
That was effortless.
Very good. Paolo.
That was, I think his name is. That was effortless.
He's like 14 years old, but he's on the TikTok. So.
Oh, yeah. He's on the TikTok. I watch because I'm always interested in how broadcasters prepare, and he takes you through his routine.
Oh, does he? Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
One quick thing here on TikTok before it disappears. Thanks, government. You take my money at tax time, and now you're taking my TikTok?
That is, what's worse?
God dang it.
Taking your money or TikTok? TikTok. Yeah, you got to think about that, don't you?
I'm on the TikTok, but I'm not making the TikTok.
Yeah, but you're...
Is it awkward for people to film themselves while they're putting on makeup or getting or shaving or stuff? Like, I don't even know. As the content creator, you put the phone, like, up so it can show you getting ready? I don't know.
What's even weird anymore? That I don't know. Weird is normal.
That's the takeaway.
Yeah, weird is normal. We got to figure out a new weird.
Didn't 2020 teach us anything?
Mm-hmm. That's true. It's weird, very true, Jimmy.
Weird is Aiden Mahaney going to Virginia on a visit, but I digress. You wanted to, what is weird anymore?
That can be an example.
Weird is the Minnesota Vikings are thinking of trading Jefferson for the number 2 pick.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of weird.
That is weird.
Can't wait to talk to Schaefer.
You would think you would be getting a quarterback, but don't you want him throwing to an elite receiver too?
That might help.
I would think so.
Once in a while.
I'm not upset about that personally, but. That's the path that they feel life has given them, then, hey, follow that path.
Iowa JD tweets in, by the way, interesting day yesterday in the state for softball. So Nebraska walked off Iowa twice, and Creighton beat Omaha.
Yep.
Our guy was behind the plate working that game.
Nice. The Creighton-Omaha one?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, that was the zone.
I don't know, but man, I think there's a particular pitcher on Omaha's staff that she hasn't won a game when he's been behind the plate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
He says Deacon Hill coming in for Nebraska spring game. That'll be a good signing.
They could use some strength up on the D-line.
I give credit to JD because he tried to push Spencer Petras off on Nebraska.
Yeah, he did.
And now he's trying to give us Deacon Hill.
Well, he's been trying to push Fran on anybody who will listen for a very long time. So.
I wonder, I don't know if I'll respond to him on Twitter. I wonder if he thinks that Caden Proctor is the portal MVP. The man actually is really, really smart. He
got his money.
He played in the playoff for Alabama, and then he got to experience the back half of the Caitlin Clark experience as a student athlete at Iowa. He also did not go through 2 springs.
That's true.
At either Alabama or Iowa, he got paid. He's going back to Tuscaloosa to get paid again. I think Caden Proctor is the portal MVP, hands down.
And somehow, it was. Putting himself back into the portal to where Alabama, Alabama was reaching out to him as, gosh, we want you back. So you did get a little bit of that, we miss you, we need you back. So you get a little bit of that embraced feeling going back to a place you just were in the fall.
I mean,
you check a lot of boxes. Caden Proctor, I think you're onto something. He checked a lot of boxes. Innovator.
I mean, go on spring break with your buddies from another school, and the next thing you know happens, you're back at that school.
Like, do you really like Iowa
those
State?
Are influencers, whoever they were that he went on spring break with.
Yep.
All right, you can always join the conversation. You were downtown last night if you were among the MCI crowd at the Chuck last night.
It was a nice day.
Oh, it was beautiful. Beautiful. Also, it's Paul Skeens Day.
It is Paul Skeens Day.
The Zone Hotline brought to you by 42 Degrees, The Source, by your mom's house, 402-951-1620. Or you can email us in the Equitable Bank inbox. Good morning, Doug. What was the other guy he mentioned that works there?
Joe? I thought he said Joe Knows Loans.
I think if you ever get in trouble, just say,
Joe. I think it was Joe. I think it was Joe.
I think it was Cardell or Joe. Gary at 1620thezone.com.
Hanley at 1620thezone.com. Cardale or Cardell?
Well,
could be Cardale Jones.
Have you seen Omaha play? So Omaha has a catcher named Cardell Dick.
Okay.
My favorite player now.
In relation to Grady?
That has now become one of my favorite PA Cardell announcements.
Oh, that's better than Balbino Fuenmayor.
Batting six, catcher number 19, Cardell Dick. The JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed, at Gary Sharp 1620.
At Nick Hanley 1620.
Also,
Dick, catcher.
I don't know if we have to explain Wally Pipp to the kids. If you are familiar with the Wally Pipp story, I think we have a Wally Pipp story going on with Nebraska football here in the spring. All of that and much more. Frankie Fiddler stops by at 9. Brandon Vogel as well with thoughts pre-spring game that comes your way at 11 in Lincoln. Good sports weekend. A lot of stuff going on this weekend in the world of sports. All right, and we'll go through all of it, react to it as well. NBA, NHL playoffs. As well. It's Mornings with Sharp and Hanley and Jimmy on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.